The border with Derry, which you're now about to cross, has given rise to many humorous anecdotes, one of which Bertie Bryce tells us, concerning two women and some contraband goods.
For the depot, when I was going to school, the bottom of his gym to stay. And elsewhere, the ladies all met there to put anything they had with them out of sight. Now, at that time, we smuggled everything. And people looked up to a smuggler. They didn't think there was anything wrong, they looked up to him. But these two particular ladies, anyway, they were on the bus for Newton. And she went out to Creve, out to Calais, past Calais. And they had some stuff with them. And those days now, a lady's knickers were not the wee bit of fluff that they have now. They were a big garment, and they were elastic. They were elastic in the legs, and they were elastic. And the young boys used to look for our knickers, and they could have taken the elastic out of a pair of knickers, and they could have made a catapult, isn't it? They could have killed a crow on the top of the guild. That was that strong. But anyway, these two ladies, some of them had got tea, and the other one had got sugar. And the lady had the tea and the 2 half-pounds. They were elastic on the legs and knickers, you see. And she went in and she shoved 1/2 pound of tea down this leg, and she shoved 1/2 pound of tea down the other leg. And the other lady, she had sugar with her, and she did the same. Went into the Swilly depot, and they divided it up there. And they were all right as long as they weren't asked to get out or to walk. They were elected. But the whole thing was, that time was the lady searcher. The customer man wasn't allowed to group a woman, but he grouped the men. They grouped the men, any place and every place, but they weren't allowed to group a woman. A lady searcher was the job of that. She was installed on a wee office along the platform. But anyway, these two ladies started out, and at Creve, they were still in the north, whenever a lady got into the bus, and she said, "Jesus," she says, "the lady searcher's at Calais." And she's taken out our hands. And the two women, turned as white as sheets. And they were just the one, she got her stuff out. That was the sugar. And she threw it out the window. And the one that was sitting next to the outside, if she'd started to work at her knickers around, they would have seen her. And she had to stick the patch. And he'd be jibbered when they come to Calais. The lady searcher was away. She wasn't there at all. And the whole thing was for nothing. But they never spoke. They were 5 or 6 miles up under the Free State before ever they spoke. And one old dog turned to his mother. She says, "It's a pity you threw out that choker, because I had the tea wet."